merchandise, and savings all included starting at $12.20 per ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for a holiday pack. The Cubs made a signing today. 27-year-old Tyler Chatwood has agreed to a 3-year deal with the Northsiders worth $38 million. Chatwood, a right-handed pitcher, started 25 games for Colorado last season, posting a 4.69 ERA. To football, the Bears back at Halas Hall earlier today, prepping for the Bengals. Among those who missed practice, Eddie Goldman, Pernell McPhee, Adrian Amos, and Josh Bellamy. Big NFC South implications as Atlanta hosts New Orleans tonight. You can catch that game here on The Score. Coverage starts at 7 o'clock. And the Steelers announced today that linebacker Ryan Shazier underwent spinal stabilization surgery last night. Shazier injured Monday night versus Cincinnati. Finally, in hockey, the Blackhawks have placed center Tanner Caro on waivers. Vinny Hinostroza likely to get the call-up from Rockford to replace Caro on the roster. This scoreboard update brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. And introducing Taco Bell's new $5 cravings deal. A cheesy gordita crunch, five-layer burrito, crunchy taco cinnamon twist, and a medium drink, all for just $5. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Segment brought to you by Meijer. Now through Saturday at Meijer, save over $50 with Santa Bucks. And gingerbread houses are 30% off. Get great deals and stack on the savings with Santa Bucks at Meijer.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also in other news.
The whistles go woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
This hour brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, kids.
A cool story, Dan. And I guess not cool because of the circumstance, but good for this guy. Anthony Reyes. I think he came up in conversation a couple of weeks ago when we were just naming pitchers. But former Major League pitcher Anthony Reyes is reportedly on the front lines fighting the California wildfires that have driven more than 110,000 people from their homes, according to Cardinals magazine. Reyes was a member of the St. Louis Cardinals from 05 to 08 and then pitched two seasons for the Indians. Reyes is best known for starting and defeating Justin Verlander in Game 1 of the 06 World Series, which the Cardinals eventually won. And he became an L.A. County firefighter earlier this year. His father, Rick, was also a firefighter. Firefighters in Los Angeles have been working nonstop, of course, to battle the blaze that has intensified due to dry weather and gusts. About 9,000 homes are also without power. The fire, which has been named the Thomas Fire, was just 5% contained as of Thursday morning. The fire is the size of Denver, by the way. It spread to about 96,000 acres. So Anthony Reyes out there doing something good after his playing career.
And speaking of that fire, if you see the viral video of a man on the side of Highway 1 near La Conchita attempting to save a rabbit, do not share this video.
Is it a spam or is it a virus?
No, it's real, and that's why you shouldn't share this video. Because according to KABC, the video was captured by a news photographer. The man didn't want to be interviewed. He pulled over. He was panicking as the rabbit he chased hopped right near large flames. He's in the clip. He's jumping around. He's wearing a hoodie and shorts as cars drive by. He gets closer to the rabbit, backs away from the flames, scoops it up. And according to Slate, it is irresponsible to spread this video widely and cast him as a hero. If he had caught fire, wouldn't the bystanders or people in cars passing by have had to have helped him? Help him doing so to put them at risk, too. Right. Several people could have ended up injured or worse because he tried to save a wild rabbit. Or what if no one felt safe enough to help and he was severely burned or died as a result? The people who were nearby would have likely felt tremendous guilt, possibly for the rest of their lives. Either way, it could have required response from emergency services that are already stretched thin. It's a rabbit!
So the people think that retweeting this would encourage other people to save wildlife during these fires?
Or because we don't know what happened to him. The point being, it's possible if he ends up... they identify his skull because of dental records. Seriously. And everybody driving by is like, oh, well, you know, I had my shot to save him, but I didn't.
Right.
Don't get out of your car in a wildfire to save a rabbit. Yeah. What the hell is wrong with you?
That's a
what
level.
What the hell is wrong with you?
It's a level of stupidity that I can't.
That's Darwin Award level stupid.
Just a wild rabbit. Like, this isn't anyone's pet.
It's a rabbit!
It's anyone's pet. It's not.
Who cares if it is?
I'm just saying. Maybe if it was his
pet. Oh, my God, it's Fluffy! Let Fluffy die in the wildfire!
Maybe if it's his pet, that's why you chase
it
in there.
It's a rabbit!
No, I'm not saying it's the right thing to
do. And the moment you save it, it's going to run to the hill where there's no fire, and it's going to be eaten by a Harris's hawk.
Or it's going to hoomp.
Rabbits live to get eaten by other things.
That's not why they live.
Yes, they kind of do. They're part of an ecosystem.
Live. I understand, but they live to live a life. And
they
then,
live
you know.
The hump.
No, they, yeah, right, they live to, well, here's the thing. And why is that? And why have they adapted to create as many rabbits as possible? Because they're always getting eaten by coyotes and birds.
So that's why they hump.
Yes.
Because they know there's a hawk coming for them.
Yes,
and they have to
pass along their genes as quickly as possible because they're about to get eaten by an owl. Don't get out of your car to save a rabbit in a wildfire.
So what's Cromarty's excuse? Does he think a hawk's going to eat him?
We really want to have that discussion?
I got you.
We don't.
You've already did the Frito joke.
Brother. Yeah, you're
I got you. All right, Tanny. I did my story. Now your turn, Dan Bernstein.
I did mine.
That was your story.
That was one of mine. I happened to segue it so
it was perfect.
Effortlessly.
Yeah, that was really good radio by you.
Thank you so much.
LeVar Ball told ESPN that his sons Jello and Melo have signed with agent Harrison Gaines, ending any speculation that LaMelo will play college basketball. The plan is now for both to play on the same team overseas. Quote, I don't care about the money. I want them to go somewhere where they'll play them together on the court at the same time. The priority is the priority is for the boys to play on the same team. Ball said earlier this week that the plan was still for LaMelo, who withdrew from Chino Hills High School early in his junior season, to play at UCLA in 2 years. However, the elder Ball, Elderberry and Elder Ball, told
your mother was a hamster and your father smelled of elderberry. Go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Stop it. The elder Ball told, I served it up for you. The elder Ball told ESPN that won't be the case. Quote, he's not going to play college basketball. Gaines also represents the oldest of the Ball brothers, Los Angeles rookie Lonzo Ball. LaVar Ball said Gaines has been dealing with various overseas clubs about LiAngelo and LaMelo. Sources told ESPN that several teams in Europe and Asia have expressed interest. Quote,
no,
I don't know the deals and who is offering what. I'm letting Harrison handle all that, but I know there are a few teams interested. I just need to get them playing again. You got an issue here, LaVar. Your plan, this is the problem when you tell everyone your plan. It's documented. Your plan was to have all three of your sons from the outset play for the Lakers. He said this when we first got introduced to Lonzo at the McDonald's All-American game nationally, when we all got introduced to him. He said that 2 years ago. His plan was for Melo, Jello, and Lonzo to play together as Lakers. The fact that his son was drafted by the Lakers after the Lakers season, you know, it's a shot in the dark, but it happened. It happened. They were bad enough. He was great enough, second pick overall. And from that point, things have crashed. Things have crashed. The shoe isn't, you know, as popular as he would have thought it would be. Lonzo, I think, is having a decent season, but with all the hype and everything surrounding, the kid's damn near averaging a triple-double, but with all everything surrounding him, people think it's a disappointing season. And then your son shoplifts. And then, I forgot to mention this the other day when we talked about him. Not only did he shoplift, but he's out here snitching, saying that the only reason he did it is because other players were doing it. Cut it out, man. Like, you know, if you're gonna do that, then go down with it. No one likes a snitch. I don't think they like snitches overseas. I don't think they like snitches at any school you would have transferred to if your father had any sense. Like I said, and I'll keep saying it, I appreciate the thought and the entrepreneurial spirit. And making sure that if anybody's going to own your brand, you do it rather than the NCAA and Nike and all these other entities. I just don't understand the execution, and I do not understand the methods. This is not turning out the way LeVar had intended, no matter what he says to Cromo.
And I can't believe we've lived long enough that characters from the Dan Jenkins book, Life Its Own Self, that was the sequel to Semi-Tough, in which there were Texas running backs by the name of Orange Jello and Lemon Jello, pronounced Orangelo and Lamangelo. And it was a funny racist.
All made by the Infecino family, by the way.
It was a funny and yes racist joke at the time, but now there is somebody there. Now we have Mello and Jello, and we've gotten there. Okay, yeah. As we continue with my theme of don't be this guy.
Okay,
a Washington State man who quote snorted methamphetamine to lose weight unquote and caused alarm by waving an AK-47 at a busy intersection while shouting that President Donald Trump ordered him to fight quote unquote the lizard people. Was shocked with a taser gun by police and is being mentally evaluated.
Wait a
authorities
minute.
Said.
Only a taser? He got off pretty good.
I don't know if he's white, but my thought is...
No, I didn't say anything. I did not say anything
I
about
did.
The...
I said it.
I'm just saying, when I hear a guy waving an AK-47 in the middle of
the
street...
The 54-year-old man stopped his white Jeep Cherokee in the middle of the intersection on November 25th at 108th and South Pacific in Parkland. A witness called 911, and Washington State troopers arrived on the scene to find the man waving an AK-47 and a loaded Ruger 357. The man put the guns back in the car as troopers approached, some armed with rifles of their own. He immediately laid on the ground and started to scream about sending in the news and about the lizard people. As the patrol deputy and a trooper attempted to place him in handcuffs, he pulled away his arms and tried to resist while continuing to scream. Both a deputy and a trooper tased the man. He was then handcuffed. He told arresting officers he had snorted methamphetamine. He said, "The meth doesn't make me crazy. The lizard people are real." He described it how President Trump had called his house and warned him the lizard people were coming.
God bless the United States.
They might have gotten him already. And that the Alpha Dragon had already taken his family hostage. He said he stopped in the intersection because he was surrounded by the lizard people and he needed to fight them as directed by the president. He said he was screaming and making a scene in order to attract the news vans so his story could be documented for history. I'm not sure he's lying.
Oh, God. I knew this was going to come back some way, somehow, to the call. No, I'm sure he's lying.
I'm not.
I'm sure he's mentally unfit. I'm not talking about the president. I'm talking about this young man who's waving an AK-47 in the middle of an intersection.
All I'm saying is, hear him out. Because who...
No!
Yes.
No!
You
have to hear this guy out.
I want to hear about the lizard
Get
people.
Him evaluated and get his hockey information and get him upstairs. You know what?
What?
If this would have happened to any or with any other NBA owner, you'd have grounds to say, all right, we gotta figure out if he deserves a franchise or not. Knicks owner James Dolan and Bucks co-owner Mark Lazary have been named as defendants in a civil lawsuit against disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein, according to multiple reports. The suit, which was filed by six women who said they were assaulted and or harassed by Weinstein, alleges that Dolan and Lazary, both of whom were former members of the Weinstein Company's board of directors.
What did they know and when did they know it?
Knew of Weinstein's, quote, pattern and practice of predatory sexual conduct towards women. The suit is filed against Weinstein, Miramax, the Weinstein Company, and the Weinstein Company's board of directors. Dolan was part of the board from mid-2015 to June 2016, while Lazary was part of the board for a little over a year. Weinstein has recently been the subject of numerous allegations of sexual harassment and assault amid investigations by the New York Times and the New Yorker. Dolan, the executive chairman of Madison Square Garden and owner of the New York Rangers, has been embroiled in a sexual misconduct suit before. In 2007, both Dolan and his company were ordered to pay out $11.6 million
Nuka Brown
Sanders in punitive damages after a jury ruled that former Knicks coach and current New York Liberty president Isaiah Thomas had sexually harassed a former team executive and then fired her when she refused his advances. Like I said, if this was any other NBA owner, you'd have to look strongly at whether he deserves a franchise. But the fact that this man is still running an NBA team after all the foolishness that Knicks fans have had to go through, and you look at 07 when he pretty much paid off Anuka Brown Sanders and said, hey, sexual harassment just happens pretty much. Isaiah Thomas is my guy. And now he's getting rid of the New York Liberty on top of that as well. And a lot of people are looking into the reasons why he's all of a sudden dumping that team. Yeah, if this was anybody else, there'd be serious questions here. But the fact that he skirted this issue before, nothing's going to happen to James Dolan.
This is something that happened a while ago, but it's only being made public now because county officials in Upshur County, Texas, are releasing the body cam video from the officer of an incident that happened last spring. The initial call was for a man and a woman wearing no clothes and riding a four-wheeler.
Nice.
Okay, right?
Yeah, sounds like a little fun.
When a deputy arrived at the scene in Diana, Texas, he found what looked like a nude man with a rifle. Deputy Josh Lambert arrived at a house on Highway 259. He went to the backyard where the homeowner, Norman Earl Brewer, was leaning on a truck sighting across the highway with a rifle. Brewer appeared to be naked. Brewer fired the gun. "Put that down now," said Deputy Lambert. Brewer walked toward the deputy with the gun pointed at the ground. The deputy repeatedly asked him to put the gun down, and Brewer finally put the gun on a covered hot tub on the patio.
Some awfully nice police.
So the officer says, when I say put it down, that means put it down. Not when you want to put it down. When I say put it down to start with, you realize you just committed a huge offense, Lambert said. Shooting pigs? Brewer asked. Across the roadway, Lambert responded. Brewer said he had permission from the property owner across the street to shoot wild hogs. Brewer was not naked, but he only wore a skin-toned thong. Brewer then retrieved his ID, and Lambert asked him to put some clothes on. Unless you want to go like that, Lambert said. Go where? Brewer asked. You're going to jail, Lambert replied. Come on, man, Brewer stated. What do you mean, come on, man? You can't shoot across a public roadway like that. He then went to get dressed, but didn't return. A short time later, Brewer's wife opened the door.
This is Mayberry? What's going on here?
Brewer's wife opened the door. I don't know where he is, she told Lambert. A trooper called in for backup and found Lambert in the backyard. Put your hands behind your back. Put your hands behind your back, he requested. He was handcuffed. He gave the deputy some resistance before they physically put him in the back seat of the patrol car, charged with deadly conduct and taken to the county jail. He had his court date in October. He pled guilty to a lesser charge of resisting arrest. Deadly conduct was dropped, paid a fine, and court costs, didn't serve jail time.
Your two stories today have involved the nicest police officers of all time.
In other words, it isn't the greatest, don't be this guy. It's really, really nice police
the
officers.
Greatest, as far as temperament is concerned, the greatest police officers of all. You got dudes waving AK-47s and getting tased. You got this dude butt naked with a rifle and being told to put it down and nothing happens to him. God bless America. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. When we come back, tomorrow we will be wrapping up our first segment of Mundane Sports Achievement at this time.
Yeah, get those emails in, Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. You want to send those in, your tales of mundane sports achievements. So there's already been a couple really good ones that are in the hopper, so we want more. Thank you.
A former NFL player chimes in on some of the Mike Mitchell audio that we heard and calls NFL players stupid after hearing Mike Mitchell. Yeah, you'll hear from OC Umenyora next. Some very, very, very strong words.
This segment brought to you by Office Depot, Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot, Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max. Taking care of business. OC Umenyora has some speaks. You got Sports Radio 670.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Mully here from the Mully and Handley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the 3-9 Bears. It's a trip to Cincy to take on the beatable Bengals. Of course, we thought the 49ers were beatable, and look how that turned out. Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. News out of Cleveland this morning. General manager Sashi Brown out as Browns GM. And if you wanted any more evidence that football is a cutthroat business, that the NFL is a league where nobody is safe and the rent is due every single day, there you have it. A GM working on a perfect season, and he's not even going to be able to see it to its end. And how much must you dislike your GM to keep your coach, who is 1-27, instead of your GM? Then again, they are the Cleveland Browns. If you're looking for logic, you're looking in the wrong place. But GM or no GM, C-Town, let's be real. Do not do this to me again. Finish the job. And even if you do, this dream season will still have an asterisk attached to it, because 0-16 should be 0-32. But if you don't finish it, I may never get over it ever again. I'm Jim Rome.
Me, 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 me. Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Still dreaming of earning a college degree or fantasizing about a new career path? Make your dreams a reality with one of Moraine Valley Community College's nearly 150 degree and certificate programs. What's the best part? Moraine Valley's low tuition will save you thousands of dollars on the quality education you want and deserve. Learn more about your affordable options today at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
I am
Jason Goff.
Did I wake you?
No. I'm sorry. I was just sitting here looking at Big Baller Brand's newest tweet. Yeah, I can sleep happy knowing that I'm not a ball.
The winter slumber sale is on at Mattress Firm now through December 25th. You want a free box spring? You can get one when you pick out your perfect mattress, because every perfect night's sleep needs a perfect foundation. You get one and it's free. Mattresses store-wide are starting at just $199. So if you have a huge stocking, like a giant stocking, like that guy from Mad Max with the weird feet, and like a giant ugly foot that ends up on the accelerator at the end. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Like that size
spoiler
stocking.
Alert.
Then you could put the mattress in the stocking and then you hang it. But you're probably not going to put
a mattress in a stocking.
Theoretically.
Yeah, put it on a box spring that you can get from Mattress Firm.
And then put it in the stocking.
For a limited time, you pay zero. That's right. 0% APR for 6 years. That's 72 months. So you can sleep soundly knowing you're saving. Why am I talking like this in a world? This Friday to Sunday, Mattress Firm is helping you complete your sleep in style. Get a free pillow and mattress protector with any mattress purchase, because everyone deserves a nap over the holidays.
The adjustable base is key, too. So make sure you check it out. I know you're going to go to the Mattress Firm near you during the winter slumber sale, but just say, hey, while I'm here, let's just see what they're talking about with the adjustable base. And you get that remote in your hand. And you don't have to make that noise.
It makes it for you.
It makes it more fun if you actually make the noise every time.
Sound effects don't come included.
The mattress professional might look at you sort of strangely, but it's okay, because you should check it out and make sure you get a terrific mattress right now at Mattress Firm at the Winter Slumber Sale. Save money.
Sleep out.
At Walgreens and Duane Reade, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yep, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog? Pop over to Walgreens and Duane Reade and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Ghirardelli bars are 2 for $5 or $2.99 each, valid through 12/31.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy Note 8 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the Note 8, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line, $20 per month savings via credit applied within 2 bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
A creative flavor blend, or you like it iced. Speedway helps you get your coffee your way. We call it Coffee Mixology. Create your own lattes with our new espresso blend and any 12-ounce freshly brewed coffee or cappuccino.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Pepe's Feliz Navidad platter is back by popular demand. One steak or chicken mariachi, one enchilada, cheese quesadillas, and a free empanada a la mode. But hurry, because this offer's around this month only at participating Pepe's restaurants. Feliz Navidad!
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's tacos are very good tacos.
Hey, Big Papi. DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah.
DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands, starting at size XL. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you.
Time to excel.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
8 first downs, 8 total against the San Francisco 49ers on your home field. 8 against arguably...
what was then a one-win team.
Yeah, Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history. He's past Dave Gibron.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Will be next. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
End of the day, this is football. If you want to see flag football, then let's take our pads off. That would make it easier for me because now I don't got to wear heavy.
At Steelers safety, Mike Mitchell from earlier in the week talking about the fines and the way the game is being officiated and the penalties that come with it, whether it be in the game or after the game. Former Giant OCU Minori thinks people who have a problem with the NFL fining and suspending headhunting players need to have their own heads examined. This is from New York Daily News, by the way. For them to come out and speak the way they're speaking is just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. They're out of their minds. Of course, Umenyori made waves with a tweet earlier this week, seemingly directed at Pittsburgh safety Mike Mitchell, who popped off against the NFL's attempts to make the game safer. Hand us all some flags, and we'll go out there and try to grab the flags off, Mitchell said in the aftermath of Monday night's violent game. This is not damn football. When I was 6 years old, watching Charles Woodson, Rod Woods, and Sean Taylor, the hitters, Jack Tatum, that's football. This ain't football. Now, Umenyora has a problem with it because he's a guy who he's also had a voice throughout his playing career and after his playing career about not just the safety, but how NFL players need to go about their business. He said, quote, "Are players really this dumb?" He tweeted, "Are players really this dumb? Hate to say it, but come on. Former players have died and are dying horrible deaths because of head trauma. And you're complaining because the league is taking steps to at least try and reduce it? Quote, make it flag football? That's ridiculous." So, a former player coming out and saying, hey, stop talking the way you're talking because there are guys like myself and guys who are older than me who are living this life after football and understand what comes along with it. Don't be an idiot. Where do you fall as far? Because I understand what Mike Mitchell is saying. I truly do.
Here's
now, do you think that Mike Mitchell is making light of the head trauma that comes along with that kind of spirited play?
I don't, but I also think that Osei Umenyiora isn't being as honest as he could be about the truth of the dangers of football. There is a superficial public relations effort to tell players that the game is safer because of the lawsuits, because of public perception, and because of the belief that their talent pool might be getting smaller across the board. The truth is that football is horrible for your brain no matter what the NFL does. What they're arguing about is almost pointless right now. These aren't real positions, because where Umenyiora is saying, yeah, look at what they're doing, what they're trying to... No, they're not. First of all, they're really not trying to do that, and there's nothing that can be done to stabilize the brain within the skull. It's not about concussions. It's not about those shots to Vontaze Burfict. It is about the football. Mm-hmm. It is, I mean, again, the studies show you that the people who suffer concussions, who are removed from play, are less likely to have cognitive damage than those who get an unrelenting accrual of hits. So if you really want to deal in the reality, it's they're not arguing the truth of what's going on. Football is
But is he direct? Is he indirectly addressing that by saying they're trying to make the game safer in that, you know, you don't hit as much during the week?
But that's different than how they're legislating actual hits on the field. It's an oblique argument that isn't necessarily grounded in truth. The NFL's lying to everybody.
It's smoking and praying you don't get cancer. Like they're messing around trying
you're
to veil you're veiling it in something else. The opportunity to do something and the way you feel about doing something and hoping that the bad things don't eventually come, even though we've told you about the bad things.
And trying to position yourself on the right side of headlines instead of the right side of science.
Well, I've talked about this before. I'd love for all leagues to be truthful with their consumers and say, hey, I know why you're watching. Keep watching. And see who goes away. Like, who likes to be lied to? Which fan base or fandom likes to be lied to in terms of the sports you root for? Like, NASCAR has addressed the white flight that has come along with that sport. And also how they've tried to be more progressive over the last couple of years.
Now the white flight away from their sport.
Yeah, the people who have gone away is like, what? I can't fly my rebel flag? You can kiss my ass, NASCAR. Like, I'd love for these leagues to be truthful with their fans and see who actually turns away. In fact, it's more insulting when you don't do it like that. Listen, I know you like grown men running into each other at ridiculous speeds with armor on them and the dancing that ensues and the precision that is needed for a cover two beater as far as a seam route. Yeah, I know you like watching
their
that.
Lawyers would immediately prevent any marketing people that wanted to do that would all be vetoed by the legal team the moment they got the first look at it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Give the gift of Wolves hockey. Take advantage of optimum flexibility along with great holiday savings. Tickets, merchandise, and savings are included starting at $12.20 per ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for a holiday pack. The winter meetings don't start until next week, but a couple of pretty big moves so far today. The Cubs signed right-handed pitcher Tyler Chatwood to a three-year deal worth $38 million, and D. Gordon has been traded from Miami to Seattle. The Mariners reportedly intend to use the former Gold Glove second baseman in center field. To football, the Bears practice today. Eddie Goldman, Pernell McPhee, Adrian Amos, Josh Bellamy all sat out. Bears in Cincinnati Sunday to face the Bengals. Tonight on The Score, we've got Atlanta hosting New Orleans. Our coverage starts at 7 p.m. Finally, a trade in the NBA as well. Philadelphia moves Jahlil Okafor, Nick Stauskas, and a second-round pick to Brooklyn for veteran forward Trevor Booker. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Meijer. Now through Saturday at Meijer, save over $50 with Santa Bucks. That means you decide what's on sale. Gingerbread houses are 30% off. Even if it's already on sale, save even more with Santa Bucks. Get great deals and stack on the savings with Santa Bucks at Meijer. And get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This segment is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, lost your provider? U.S. Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
I think of the NFL is really about that life, about protecting people and all the other stuff. I think Rob Gronkowski should have played his last game of the regular season against the Buffalo Bills. If you're going to tell me that deflating footballs and all the other stuff gets you four games, if you're going to tell me that, knocking out a woman only gets you two games, or alleged, you know, domestic abuse situations get you six games, what happens when a guy is laying prone on the ground who has already given himself up and you damn near break his neck because you had a fit of rage that you couldn't control? See, this is the problem that, I think is placing itself squarely in front of the NFL is, just like on the field, you don't know what's a foul, what's a catch. Off the field, you don't know what to expect. You could throw a lady on a bed of guns and still be allowed to play the next year. You could deflate footballs and be suspended for four games. You could have Bounty Gate, which New Orleans Saints players like Vilma and Fujita are still fighting to this day. And Greg Williams had to get another job. And, oh, thousands and thousands of papers, pages of investigation. And we still don't know what the truth is. So along with all that, and like I mentioned and like we talked about in the beginning of the show, where you've got an ever-increasing understanding of the awareness, media-wise, that the NFL players have, where the NFL was a bunch of masked madmen running around with their big old shoulder pads, you know, gallivanting from state to state, representing your city in what was, you know, the new age combat and the new age gladiator roles that they assumed. Now, all of a sudden, it's become guys who are more conscious, whether it be socially or professionally. Mike Mitchell stood up in the middle of his locker room and said, "Guess what? I got something to say about this game." Whereas before, the personalities were the guys like we talked about, Billy White Shoes Johnson and the Icky Shuffle and Lawrence Taylor. And it was something you can giggle at or something that made you feel, oh, look at football and its personality. Well, now football actually has a personality and has multiple vehicles to display that personality, whether it be social media or knowing where a camera is. And the NFL doesn't want to deal with it. And we're seeing this year that a lot of people don't want to deal with their NFL having a voice or a personality as well.
More importantly, the rabbit people are mad at me for yelling at the guy who got out of the car in the middle of a wildfire to save a wild rabbit. This is my favorite one. The 630. "Hey, Dan, guess what? I'd be quicker to get out and save an animal than I would be a human being, especially because of human beings like yourself. Human beings are worthless pieces of crap, and animals are just innocent beings." Well, 630, I think that's wonderful, and I would advise you the very next time you're driving through a wildfire to immediately get out of the car.
Who hurt you? Like, who hurt you that you
Me?
Feel? Not you. Oh, not, no, no, I know I who hurt know. You. But no, who hurt that texter that he feels that way?
I don't know.
All human beings are pieces of crap, and you'd say,
I would advise him to get out of a car in a wildfire. Actually, drive to the wildfire, into the wildfire, and get out of your car, and I think you'll be perfectly happy. And the 847 says, "Come on, Bernstein, we know your opinion would change if that guy in the hoodie immediately skewered the rabbit and cooked it slowly on the wildfire at a nice wine reduction."
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I would be lying if I said I didn't think about it, the juxtaposition of wild rabbit and the right amount of heat.
I had rabbit for the first time last year. Yeah, Fulton Market Kitchen over there. We had rabbit meatballs. They were pretty good. Pretty, pretty good. This from the 815. "Thanks for being on the air, fellas. I had my right testicle removed Tuesday, and I've been listening to the score from my bed at all hours. Even less has been entertaining." 815 texter, we appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out with us. You know, we're just doing what we do every single day. Just, you know, they pay us to have a ball.
And members of the
welcome
family.
To Big Baller Zone.
Thank you. Bruce Levine is going to join us next. He was just at the media session with Tyler Chatwood and Theo Epstein, so he's got Cubs news for us coming up straight ahead on The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
And I tell you what, number six, he was cool in the pocket for four quarters. He wasn't rattled. He didn't show panic. You know, when he was in a huddle dug, he had total command. He didn't show fear.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years.
years as America's original craft vodka and bellwether meeting place and brewery located on Illinois Street in...
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Air Sheets, I know you. You say, how does he know? How does he know? Is he looking in my bedroom? No, I just know that you have something less than luxury sheets, and it's enough of that. You're old enough, you're successful enough, it's time to be sleeping on sheets that deserve you. And that's where brooklinen.com comes in at this point, because you think, I don't know how to buy sheets. You don't have to know how to buy them. All you need to know is brooklinen.com. What they've done is they started a company just because they realized how ridiculous the process was buying luxury bedding, with all of the buzzwords and the upcharges, and they've gotten rid of the BS and the unnecessary markups and retail license fees and manufacturing waste, and you get luxury bedding underpriced. You have to try these versatile colors and patterns. You mix and match. It couldn't be easier on the website. I have them. I love them. You will love your Brooklinen sheets also. Here's the exclusive offer from Brooklinen just for listening. It's $20 off and free shipping. How do you get it? You use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen's so sure you'll love your new sheets, you get this, a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all the sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. Give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code Dan. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora, and right now you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Still dreaming of earning a college degree or fantasizing about a new career path? Make your dreams a reality with one of Moraine Valley Community College's nearly 150 degree and certificate programs. What's the best part? Moraine Valley's low tuition will save you thousands of dollars on the quality education you want and deserve. Learn more about your affordable options today at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
At Walgreens and Duane Reade, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yeah, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog? Pop over to Walgreens and Duane Reade and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Ghirardelli bars are 2 for $5 or $2.99 each, valid through 12/31.
Put some bloom in your dining room with Penalyn Max Aromas Floral Multi-Purpose Cleaner. It leaves a lasting flowery scent for a bright clean that's a dream. Clean bright with Penalyn. Available at Walmart.
Want a free $5 gift card from participating Pepe's Mexican restaurants? Of course you do! So, with every $25 gift card you purchase, Pepe's will give you a $5 gift card free. Pepe's is perfect for just about anyone on your holiday gift list. So, stop in today.
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's tacos are very good tacos.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. people who like cookware, and people who like restaurants, people who like headphones, and people who like concerts, people who like staying in, and people who like going out, people who like relaxing in front of a new TV, and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
Who's your favorite rock star?
You're Prince.
Morris. Bruce.
Prince.
Bruce.
Bruce Levine.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now. That is absolutely the slickest way you have ever had.
670 The Score's Baseball Insider.
Chicago comes to sign Don Lester to a six-year, $155 million contract.
Covering the Cubs and Sox for over 30 years.
Does it excite you, scare you, all of those things that titillate you?
It is exciting. I don't know if it's titillating.
Bruce Levine with Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
You're damn right it's titillating when Bruce Levine asks you a question. If you're not titillated, then damn it,
by
get
that?
Titillation.
Yeah, then you're not living. This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Bruce Levine is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. He is at MLB Bruce Levine. And Cubs make a little bit of news with a signing that I don't know if any of us saw coming, Bruce.
Well, you're right. Tyler Chatwood's the guy they scouted as a free agent all through the summer. And the guy that is impacted at Coors Field like almost every pitcher has ever pitched there. And that's how many people have been successful there. And it's, his numbers were not good if you look at them in total, but if you look at them broken down on the road and compared to Coors, he was a 2.57 ERA man everywhere but Coors Field. So as Theo Epstein explained after Chatwood talked to us here about 20 minutes ago, this is a place now where he'll be able to step out of Coors and use what they consider his best pitch, which is his curveball, which doesn't really fly, or maybe the other way around, really flies in the Coors Field. It's just not a pitch that can be commanded that well in the thin air.
All right, so what else do they have for the starting rotation? What's Mike Montgomery's role for this year? What's next?
Well, they're insistent on Montgomery being a swingman and not somebody they're counting on to be a starter. But if you look at the innings pitched of Chatwood, if you look at the innings pitched of Ohtani, if they're fortunate enough to get him as a part of the rotation. If you look at the innings pitched for the Cubs rotation, much less last year, you start getting the feeling that although they need a couple more starters, that a six-man rotation might be a part of their future and maybe everyone's future, considering how relief pitchers are used these days in the game. And if they are fortunate enough to get Ohtani, it would also help him with his player development, because in Japan you only pitch once a week, 140-game schedule. That's how it is, where they have 2 days a week off, and starting pitchers usually go once and throw 25 times a year. So I think Major League teams and maybe the Cubs are inching that much closer to being like that.
I noticed an uptick in his fastball velocity of almost 2 miles an hour from last year to the year before. Does that have to do with the way that StatCast was measuring it, or is that a real velocity increase?
I think it's probably real, Dan, because he's now he's going to be 2 years away from Tommy John surgery.
Ah.
So he's really He's really stepped into his body and his arm. He talked about his conditioning, where he's not nursing injuries, being able to be year-round when we talked to him a little while ago. So I think it's a stronger pitcher and a guy a couple steps away from Tommy John. And that's how these executives with the Cubs project people. And they looked at John Lackey the same way, so did St. Louis, when he had Tommy John surgery about 4 years ago and stepped up and had three or four outstanding years going right up until through last season.
Are they still prioritizing ground balls? Is that something that I know is as recently as several years ago is really important because of shifting and everything else? Does it still matter as much to them as it once did?
You know, I'm not sure about that, Dan. I think that, you know, you love to have strikeout pitchers, and I think he's about a 7-for-9-inning type strikeout guy. The one thing you worry about with Chadwood is his walks were way up last year. You know, he's I think a 5+ per 9 innings, and that can be troubling. But he is, you know, they feel with his breaking ball that he will be more of a ground ball pitcher to go along with his heavy sinker. So from that perspective, they fit, hoping to fit right in. But again, you know, you're looking at a guy who maxed out last year at 158 innings, the highest he's ever thrown in his career. If they go after Cobb and they sign him, you know, he's never thrown more than 179 innings. You're starting to see a trend here. And again, I go back to my first premise that, you know, maybe the 175 is the new 200 when you talk about starting pitchers.
What are the deadlines for the Shohei Ohtani timeline? When do teams expect to know something? Is this delaying a move that some team may want to make because they have to wait for his, you know, his deliberation? What's the next move here?
Well, it appears to be from people I've been able to get to talk about it, and this is the most mum that anybody or any organization's ever been. I'm talking about like high-ranking scouts and people that I know in other organizations that are involved in the Ohtani sweepstakes that will not talk about it and that have not even been told, other than the top two or three executives in the organization, anything about the negotiations, because they don't want it to get out. They don't want to be the ones that sound like they can't keep their mouth shut to Ohtani and his people, who are, we're dealing with a pitcher here who is very low-keyed, kind of, you know, a country boy from Japan, if you will, mm-hmm. who, you know, is pretty much to himself. And I think out of respect to him, that's what Epstein's only comments Epstein had about Ohtani was, out of respect to Mr. Ohtani and the process, I'm not saying a thing. So that is what you're getting from almost every organization. We've heard a little bit out of Seattle from their executives. You heard a little bit out of San Francisco, but for the most part, everybody is keeping a lid on it totally, not even telling their top scouts and people in the organization anything about the negotiations. And to answer your question directly, Jason, the people I talk to say they think it'll be Sunday or Monday that he'll make his decision. He has till the 22nd, but the agent and the players know that there's seven teams that are basically on hold from making a lot of other deals and moving on in their winter plans for adding to their team when the winter meetings start on Monday. And I don't think they want to feel like they're holding up that process. So I would not be surprised if by Monday you have a result in this guy's decision. The unique thing about this is the first time in history where there's been a high-profile free agent where money is really not an issue.
I want to get back to one thing that we talked about earlier, and I think we might have kind of glossed over it, and that is when Mike Montgomery was not believed to be ready to step into the role that had been openly discussed when he was acquired during the stretch run in 16, and saying, you know, this guy's got a lot of versatility, and looking at his contract situation.
You said about Adam Warren too, right?
Is that a disappointment? Yeah. Would you consider that even though he had the fabulous moment, at this point there was a reasonable expectation that Mike Montgomery under this pitching coaching regime would be absolutely ready to step in? And the fact that he's not tells me something, and maybe some more reason why we see new people in those jobs.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dan. I think if we go back to the end of 16 and you listen to and you read or you listen to some of the rhetoric from Epstein and Hoyer, they fully expected Montgomery to be a starting pitcher. But then Then you remember he lost out in his bid to Brett Anderson at the beginning of spring training last year. They signed Anderson to a one-year contract, and they were pretty even in spring training as far as innings pitched and results, if you believe in all that stuff in spring training. They went with Anderson and threw Montgomery back into the bullpen. So I think that there might be a little disappointment that he's not better as a starter, but he certainly was tremendously impactful as both for the Cubs last year. He was a great long man, and he did step up and pitch well for a lot of the times when Hendricks was down, when Lester was down, when Lackey was down. He stepped in and did an important job. Now, by the end of the year, I think we were seeing a much lesser pitcher, a guy that had been pretty worn out in the playoffs. He had some moments that you probably want to forget about going through that time.
Bruce, thank you. We appreciate the information, and it could be a busy week for you at the winter meetings. I'm sure we'll be hearing from you again real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
That is Bruce Levine. And coming up next, after an update, former wide-receiving great Herman Moore. We'll talk some football with him.
Yeah, it's a different NFL nowadays than the one he played in. And also, we'll get some bowl talk with him as well. So we'll do that next on the Bernstein and Goff Show, the Power Hour, right here on 670 The Score.
Mully here from the Mully and Handley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the 3-9 Bears, it's a trip to Cincy to take on the beatable Bengals. Of course, we thought the 49ers were beatable, and look how that turned out. Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
Stop putting off your gift buying and do this while this deal is still on. I'm talking about OmahaSteaks.com and your opportunity for only $49.99 to get the family gift pack when you enter my code DanB in the search bar and you get 75% off. I have enjoyed all of the things included in the family gift pack, and I'm certain that you will too. And why wouldn't you? Because it's Omaha Steaks. Their steaks are aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts. And I have cuts for you as part of this package. You are going to receive 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and 4 additional kielbasas for free. Every bit of that I just mentioned is part of the family gift pack. You go to OmahaSteaks.com. You enter Dan B in the search bar, and you get a 75% savings. It is the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Put some bloom in your dining room with Penalin Max Aromas Floral Multi-Purpose Cleaner. It leaves a lasting flowery scent for a bright clean that's a dream. Clean bright with Penalin. Available at Walmart.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Hey, Chicagoland. No one beats Sprint and network reliability according to Root Metrics. Switch today and get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of 4. And get the 5th line free. Visit your local Sprint store. Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Rankings based on Root Metrics Chicago, August 2017 Root Score Report. Results may vary after 131.19. Pay $38 per month per line with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to national carrier rates for fully featured unlimited plans. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Folks, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, good news, you can now. It's very easy. Talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only much, much better. She'll love the way that they feel, the softness, warmth, the comfort. You'll love the way they look. It's more than a gift. They're a feeling, an invitation for her to relax just a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. And Christmas delivery, well, it's guaranteed. Go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
At Walgreens and Duane Reade, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yeah, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically, my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog?
Pop over to Walgreens and Duane Reade and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Ghirardelli bars are 2 for $5 or $2.99 each, valid through 12/31.
I'm back, that little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Give the gift of Wolves hockey. Take advantage of optimum flexibility along with great holiday savings, tickets, merchandise.